This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Main opposition party Nepali Congress continues house obstruction demanding formation of parliamentary committee for cooperative scam. Meeting of both houses of federal parliament postponed yesterday. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa says his party is open for dialogue to address the impasse. Nepal government approves around 13 million euros grant assistance to be received from Finland for implementation of climate change adaptation program. And Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin call for political solution to Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting was postponed yesterday due to obstruction from the main opposition, the Nepali Congress. In the meeting, Speaker Dev Raj Khimire allotted time to Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichani to speak in the Parliament. But the parliamentary business could not proceed following the protest from the Nepali Congress. The opposition Nepali Congress has been obstructing the House business for long, putting its demand for the formation of parliamentary committee for a fair probe into the alleged involvement of Home Minister Lamichani on misappropriation of cooperatives funds. Even amid the protests, Speaker Khimire read some documents received from the President's office. Earlier yesterday, Speaker Dev Raj Khimire held talks with Lord Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Padam Giri, chief whips and whips of major political parties to end the deadlock seen in the Parliament. Similarly, yesterday's National Assembly meeting was also put off after the obstruction from the main opposition party, Nepali Congress. Both the houses of the Federal Parliament have called their meetings for today. Meanwhile, General Secretary of the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa, has said that the Nepali Congress wants to solve the problem in the parliament through a dialogue. At a press conference at the Federal Parliament Buildings, Lotse Hall, yesterday, he accused the ruling party of trying to invite a tussle while discussion and dialogue were being held on holding the parliament meeting. He said that his party will not allow the parliamentary session to proceed until a parliamentary committee is formed to conduct an impartial investigation of those involved in cooperatives fraud. The government has decided to approve around 13 million euros grant assistance to be provided by Finland for the implementation of climate change adaptation program. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said a cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar took the decision to approve the grant assistance. The meeting also appointed Professor Dr. Leknath Sharma to the post of Executive Chair of Policy Research Institute Development Committee. Similarly, the cabinet decided to promote Loknath Powdel to the gadgeted special class under the Nepal Administrative Service and Rajendra Prasad Mishra to the gadgeted special class under Agroforest Service. Similarly, the government has reappointed journalist Sangeeta Kharka as the chairperson of Minimum Wages Fixation Committee. Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province, Dirga Bahadur Sodari, won a vote of confidence in the Province Assembly. Chief Minister Sodari presented the proposal seeking a vote of confidence in the second meeting of the 53-member Province Assembly yesterday, where 28 votes were cast in his favour, which is a majority. Chief Minister Sodari got the vote of confidence amid the slogan chanted by Province Assembly members of Nepali Congress and Nagarik Unmukti Party. 18 Province Assembly members of the Nepali Congress, 5 of Nagarik Unmukti Party and 1 of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party moved out from the meeting without participating in the voting process. Sodari was appointed as Chief Minister on the 18th of April. The Narcotic Control Bureau of Nepal Police has arrested 3 individuals, 2 from Uganda and 1 from India, for their involvement in the drug smuggling. The arrests were made from Tamil of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Ward No. 17, and all the arrested are females. The Ugandans took a Qatar Airways flight from Ethiopia to land in Kathmandu. They were made public yesterday. according to the Bureau spokesperson and Superintendent of Police, Rameshwar Karki. Among them, the Indian allegedly arrived to Kathmandu to receive the contraband weighing 2 kilograms. As many as 177,182 foreign tourists have entered the Annapurna circuit in the past 10 months. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, the highest number of 35,265 tourists visited the area in last mid-March and April. Annapurna Conservation Area Project Chief Dr. Robin Kadaria informed that 79,232 tourists from South Asian countries and 97,950 tourists from other countries visited the area during the mentioned period. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has highlighted the media's role in minimizing potential crises from climate change. In her address to an interaction organized by the Sansarika Samuha Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the Communication Minister urged media to increase their role for the dissemination of pre-disaster warnings to reduce the risk. She also urged media to be aware of gender gaps increased by climate change crisis and give a due coverage to such issues. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamichane has instructed Thrivan International Airport TIA management to prioritize the best interest of passengers. The Deputy Prime Minister, who reached the country's first international airport yesterday to bid farewell to those embarking on Hajj pilgrimage, gave instruction after inspecting the various units at TIA. CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized on the need to bring national forces in a decisive level to promote national interest, good governance and rapid development. Speaking at an event organized to pay tribute to the then General Secretary of CPNUML, Madan Kumar Bhandari, and UML Organization Department Chief Jeevraj Asrit in Balku yesterday, Chair Oli said that UML was establishing itself as an invincible force by defeating all kinds of attacks against it. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Beijing for talks with his counterpart Xi Jinping, aiming to deepen strategic partnership between the two countries. He landed in Beijing early yesterday. In an interview with China's Xinhua news agency, Putin praised Xi for helping to build a strategic partnership with Russia based on national interest and deep mutual trust. Speaking at a joint press conference, Leader Xi said China was willing to jointly achieve the development and rejuvenation of their respective countries and work together to uphold fairness and justice in the world. The BBC has quoted the Russian president as saying Russia and China wanted a political solution to the Ukraine crisis, while Leader Xi called for a two-state solution to the war in Gaza. This is Leader Putin's first international visit since the start of his fifth presidential term, following an election where he ran virtually unopposed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Main opposition party, Nepali Congress, continues house obstruction demanding formation of parliamentary committee for cooperative scam investigation. Meetings of both houses of federal parliament postponed yesterday. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa says his party is open for dialogue to address the impasse. Nepal government approves around €13 million grant assistance to be received from Finland for implementation of climate change adaptation program. And Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin call for political solution to Ukraine war. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.